From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, May 9th at 8:56. We have Danny Puff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mixed trade here in early action. July corn up 3 3/4 at 4.51 1/4. December new crop corn up 3.5 at 4.42 1/4. July soybeans up 6 1/4 at 10.51 1/4. And the November contract for new crop soybeans is up 3 1/4 at 10.28 1/4. July wheat down 3.5 at 5.25 3/4. And next year, July down 3 3/4 at 5.98. Wheat cannot catch a break, Kimberly. It's been under a lot of pressure and on the lower end of that chart as well. Looking at outside markets, the Dow Jones last check up 61 points at 41,429. And June WTI crude oil up 58 cents at 60.49. USDA did announce a couple flash sales here this morning to Pakistan. They stepped in to buy U.S. soybeans for a second day in a row, 4.4 million bushels of new crop beans. And Mexico, more of a routine purchase of U.S. corn. They're our number one trade partner for U.S. corn, 11.3 million bushels, a mix of both old and new crop there. Again, yesterday's flash sale of soybeans to Pakistan was the first one since 2022. And I think it just goes to show that trade tensions with the U.S. and China are just affecting these global trade flows. Those are interesting headlines to see them buying U.S. beans. Not a material major quantity, but just interesting nonetheless. U.S. trade reps are set to meet with Chinese officials to discuss trade in Switzerland this weekend. You know, it's kind of like the laser pointer on the wall and the cat's trying to follow where we should be looking. That feels like the whole global economy following this trade tension. But there does seem to be a little bit of optimism regarding China coming into that meeting. Sounds like they're on some shaky footing with their economy, and you know, a little bit of apprehension seeing the U.S. making trade deals with other countries individually like they did with the U.K. yesterday, even if there's some cloudiness surrounding that U.K. deal. Extended precipitation models have added moisture for a large portion of the eastern Corn Belt. And again, that's on the extended models, although the next 6-7 days look pretty dry for some of these areas that are just too wet. We are hearing some really troubling field conditions in southern Illinois. They are just too wet. Simply, they even caught some random pop-up showers late last night. We're also hearing too dry in parts of central Nebraska, even with some irrigation helping them out there. They're just really dry with very little subsoil moisture out in the western Corn Belt and parts out there. USDA report, the WASD is on deck for Monday at 11 a.m. That could be a big market mover. Funds are estimated to be only long about 22,000 contracts of corn now. Long 51,000 contracts of soybeans and short 103,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. We did hear a little bit more on the pending disaster program with the ERP style program. There's around $20 billion set aside for that. Sign up for indemnified losses from crop years 23 and 24. They're expecting to be July 7th. So more to come on that, but that'll be a very big deal for folks, especially in the Western Corn Belt. They had a really bad drought in 2023. So again, July 7th will be the sign up for that. We'll have more details when we get closer, I'm sure. Past programs, they automatically sent an application if you had a claim on your multi-peril insurance. That's how it had worked in past programs. That doesn't mean it'll work exactly like this on this one coming out here in July. So I hope everyone has a great weekend and stay safe.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, sunny with a high of 70 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 43 degrees and calm wind. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high of 80 degrees, both with calm wind as well. Currently in Urbana, according to the National Weather Service, fair skies 54 degrees and northeast wind 9 miles per hour, but gusting up to 20 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.